Welcome to the MetPro Method podcast. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and today I am joined by Nick Edler, and he is a MetPro client. We're going to hear all about his journey today. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to MetPro and decided it was a good fit for you.
I'm a nurse anesthetist, CRNA, if any people know the lingo or anything. So I work in the hospital. I have four kids. And I used to be very athletic when I was in high school. I was the captain of the swim team, swimming a lot, didn't run, didn't do anything else besides swimming. Then college happens, everyone kind of gains weight after college, and then kids, and then grad school. So after a while, things get away from you. And it was probably around the time I started becoming a CRNA where I was starting to get my fitness up, doing Peloton, stuff like that. And one day I just decided, you know what? I've been gaining too much weight. I want to do something about it. So I just started running. Then I ran half marathon. I've done half Ironman in the past. And really, I was like, all right, I'm getting fit. I'm going to lose weight. And then what they don't tell you is that you really don't lose that much weight by doing endurance sports. And abs are made in the kitchen. And I think like it was like a New Year's resolution. I was like, all right, I've heard about this program called MetPro. And I figured I'd give it a try. And I talked to my wife about it. And surprisingly, she was totally on board and found pretty good success with it. And it's really worked well with my running and my cycling.
Yeah, that's awesome, first of all. But boy, is that true about endurance sports? Like you would think the more you work out, the more weight you're going to lose. And
absolutely.
So you're not like, the case running, for you.
I ran the Marine Corps Marathon last year and I was doing like 4-hour long runs. And I was like, all right, it says here I burned 2,500 calories. I can go and crush a pizza and be all right. And it's just, it doesn't equate to anything. So
it doesn't.
You gotta do something else.
And I won't get on my soapbox, but just for people listening, that's where I say it's not always as simple as calories in versus calories out. There is more to it. What has it been like for you working with a coach? Was it what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, no, it's been really great. I think a big piece of it is having someone ask about the program. It's not incredibly complicated. My coach like goes ahead and tells me what my macros are going to be for that week. And I follow it to a T. So it's not really complicated, but at the same time, it's someone to hold you accountable and see, okay, I see your weight's not is like trending up or it's not going the way I want it to go. So we're going to drop this. We're going to increase this. Or we're going to go with 1 week of ramp up and go from there. So it's someone else to bounce ideas off of and also control the program. When you're doing it by yourself, it's hard to see, okay, my weight's doing this, so what do I need to change in order to lose more or have better performance? Especially with doing races, I talk to my coach and say, hey, look, next Saturday I'm running a half marathon. And so if you're on the low carb end for the whole entire week, and you don't have a coach to say, okay, we probably should increase your carbs a couple of weeks or a couple of days before, you'd bonk hard time on that race. So it's someone to hold you accountable and also walk you through the process to make it a little bit easier on your part.
Oh, said. I also think that sometimes people get stuck on roadblocks that they may have always hit, but they hit a roadblock. And it's just them, like, oh, the program is XYZ and I'm having Y problem, so I'm not going to be able to fix it. And sometimes having a coach that, especially if you feel comfortable talking to them, like I highly encourage people to share whatever struggles they're having with their coach.
Right.
I feel like you can problem solve together in creative ways that like you probably never would have thought of on your
right.
own.
And one thing about Jess is like she has kids, so she understands like when kids it throws everything off. This morning my kid didn't eat her bowl of cereal and it's just sitting there and I'm just like the dad inside me doesn't want to waste this and I just want to eat this, but I know inside this is not in my plan, so I gotta eat what the things I'm supposed to eat. And Jess understands stuff like that. And I just remember when I first started, I think it was like over a weekend, she said, it's like, all right, what you got going on this weekend? I'm like, all right, I got my kids' t-ball practice. I'm going to do a long run, yada, yada, yada. And she's like, make sure you bring snacks with you. You always bring snacks for your kids, but you never bring snacks for yourself. And that's so spot on because you go and do t-ball or sports with your kids, and then you're out and you're like, oh, I'm starving. I've already missed my snack for the mid-morning. okay, then maybe I can do a McDonald's trip, but don't eat the bun. It's just, it's easier when you plan ahead and just renew. Okay, I know exactly you need to bring snacks with you because you will find yourself in places where you're going to be coming up short.
Next thing, you're eating a Big Mac and all of the kids' fries.
Exactly. You just, the dad inside, you just really doesn't want to waste that food, but you just, that's not part of the plan.
Yeah.
So you got to let it go.
Yeah. And I think there's also a tendency for adults to always think the weekend's going to be relaxing. Like, we always do that. And then we think, oh, we're just going to be gone for a couple hours. But no, you're going to be gone the whole day. So you might as well just take all of the food.
Or all your plans for that weekend trying to go just blow up. You're like, okay, we're gonna go t-ball, then we're gonna come home and eat lunch, and then we got to go to Lowe's, and then we got to do this and that. It's always like, you get out there, you're like, all right, screw it, we're just gonna go to this restaurant or whatever. So it's planning ahead to know that the inevitables or the things that you didn't know were going to come up but came up. So making those like plan A, plan B, so that hopefully plan A works, but if not, something to back you up, but also stay on plan. Because I tell you, the weekend is where it kills me with MetPro, because I'll be, everything's going great, and then it just goes haywire, and then I'm like, we're having like the Monday morning quarterback meeting with me and Jess, and going, all right, like, this weekend was obviously a little haywire. I'm going to be back on it like for work, but you got to really try to plan ahead to stay on the program.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And I was going to ask about struggles that you might have experienced. Do you think that learning how to plan ahead has been the biggest struggle, or do you think there's other things that have popped up that you haven't chatted about yet?
I think the biggest issue is you don't realize how much like sugar and processed foods and like cravings pop up throughout the day. Like, I work in the hospital setting, and the nurses are the worst about it. Where you come in, it's like someone brought crumble cookie. That's like my biggest weakness.
Oh, crumble cookie. So good.
And I always thought, okay, someone brings it in once in a while. But then after I started MetPro, I was like, oh my gosh, it's every week. Someone brings in a cake or a crumble cookie or like some sort of catering or Chick-fil-A, or, hey, you want me to DoorDash like Taco Bell? And you're just like, oh my gosh. Like, I used to think these things were like few and far between, but they're all the time. So that's been the biggest struggle for me, is like going, okay, this is my plan. No, Nick, you packed your lunch for a reason. Like, you're trying to stay on there. So that's been the biggest problem, is just trying to, you don't realize how much like outside noise comes in. And you know, people, you're sitting there eating your apple and your two cheese sticks, and all your friends are looking at you going, oh no, Nick can't have fun. He's eating his snack. He can't have Chick-fil-A with us. But the truth is, those same people are the ones that go up to you a couple weeks later and go, dang, Nick, you look like you've lost some weight. What have you been doing? That's the biggest struggle for me, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that. And when people do come up to you and you're eating your apple and your cheese sticks and they give you a little good natured ribbing, how do you handle that? Do you tell them like, hey, this is just like what I'm doing to take care of myself? Do you like feel a little shy and want to hide everything, or where do you fall in there?
No, I'm not shy at all. Like, I'm very extroverted. They come in and I'm just like, look, you'll be asking me what I'm doing in a couple weeks. And really, that's how it's been. I think what's actually funny about like you doing MetPro, and people don't understand looking from the outside, is you're eating about, what is it, like five meals a day. Okay, you got breakfast, lunch, dinner, but then you have your two snacks in between. So I've seen so many people go to me and they're like, Nick, all I see you is you eating.
Yeah.
Like, when you're saying you're on a diet, but you're the one that you just, like, every time I walk in the break room, you're eating something. And I'm like, this is the point, is not to like pig out on lunch. It's to get you from breakfast to lunch with a little snack in between. And then my worst, like my hardest struggle is the drive home, because I have an hour commute, or like 55 minutes.
Oh.
So it's that, oh, I got to get gas on the way home. Oh, maybe I can grab like a bag of chips. That was like my biggest like weakness. So it's like having that bridge between the lunch and the dinner, 3 o'clock hour. Like I said, it's just people asking you about it, but also seeing you eating all the time. So.
Sorry. So when people do ask you questions like that, you seem to have a very good sense of humor about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're very comfortable with it. do most people just do it out of like curiosity or because you guys are already friends? I ask this because I have so many clients that say to me, oh, I can't eat like that, whatever that is, because I don't want people to ask me questions. I don't want people to judge me about what I'm eating. And I always find that interesting because I feel like there's two kind of camps of people. So do you have any advice for people like that?
My thing is, I'm very like, what is what you got? So a lot of my friends love to joke around with me because I'm very upfront about this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm eating, this is whatever. I have no secrets about me. And I think what it's, so I don't really struggle too much with that. But there are some times where you're okay, yes, I know I'm eating a lot, but I'm trusting the process. Okay. So I think every single time that someone comes up to you and says, okay, what are you doing? Or you're not like, oh yeah, I've tried a diet before and I gain it all back anyway. You're just going to gain it all back. You're wasting your time, wasting your money, blah, blah, blah. You just have to look and go, okay, this is what I want. This is the plan. These are my goals. And even though you got all this outside noise, and maybe it's in good jest, sometimes maybe it's not, but you just have to look and go, this is what I need. And the kind of the same went with running. It was like, when I would go running, people were like, oh man, I hate running. And I'm just like, that's too bad. I love it. And there are some times I don't love it. But sure. At the same time, I'm like, I got to do this to meet my goal. And yeah, like I said, like, a lot of times it's in good fun, but a lot of times it's like also people are, I guess some people are curious, but more people are curious when you show the results and they're like, oh my gosh, what have you been doing? Oh, I can't do that or whatever. That seems impossible. But the truth is, you set your mind to it, give it a go, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to hit your goal.
Oh, so true. So true. I'm also curious about, do you ever feel like you can't truly join in whenever people are going out or you go to a restaurant or things like that? How do you handle those interactions?
I think when you first start, obviously, you feel completely left out. You just have your natural, okay, on Fridays, I go hang out with this family and we always get pizza and beer. And then you come in the first day and you're like, oh, I can't eat pizza today. I'm actually brought myself some grilled chicken and some broccoli and some rice. And they're like, that's so sad. But you're just like, it's fine. This is what I'm giving it a try. And I remember talking to Jess about it. She's like, give 3 months of doing it really hardcore, being like, just live and breathe Met Pro and see what the results that you get. And then see if you want to like keep doing this or what. At first, yes, you feel like you left out, but I think also looking ahead and saying, okay, we're going to go to XYZ restaurant. What are, like, you have a coach there and say, okay, Jess, this is the restaurant we're going to. What can I eat and still stay on plan? And she'll say, okay, try these things out. And maybe they're not exactly the macros that you need, but she understands, like, you had to have a life as well. So you have to build this in your life. Otherwise, it's just going to fail.
Oh, yes.
After a while, and I've been on it probably about 3 months now, You go out and your friends are right now, okay, Nick can't eat or this or whatever, or we got to go to a place that does this. And I always tell people, no, pick what you want and then I'll just bring along something so that whatever. But a lot of times they're like, we want to support you. So we're going to go to, a lot of times we'll go to a steakhouse.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, cause that's great. Cause you can like have your meat, have your vegetable and maybe a little bit of carb. And then also bringing along when I was a big beer drinker and it's okay, now I'm going to drink like whiskey with something like on the rocks or something that's like a little bit better for the program. And your friends understand that and eventually they'll get in line. Otherwise you're not going to want to hang out with them if they're always like giving you crap about being on a diet that they can't enjoy as well. So true.
And what about with your endurance events that you've been doing and you've been eating this completely different way? How has it changed your endurance events?
So I was a little bit skeptical at first because I have always like when I so I when I think around the time I like I finished my marathon, I did my half Ironman, and then I was like just training for actually I was training for the New York City half marathon. And I was like, I'm supposed to be eating tons of carbs and this is what my body needs and blah, blah, blah. And Jess is okay, feel free to your long runs and stuff like that. And I do that. And then don't document it and don't take that into account with your Met Pro. Just put it in a little note section for your like workouts. So, okay, I took 2 gels or whatever. Because like gels, it's probably like 20 carbs. And if you're doing like 15 carbs, like a meal, obviously you're blown past that requirement. But it's in there. And then go throughout your day. And she told me, like, by the end of the day, if you're feeling like garbage, then you know, okay, I got to change something, or maybe I'll have a little bit of something. But 9 times out of 10, you think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have more carbs after my thing. But Jess told me I got to just do this. And 9 times out of 10, I feel fine at the end of my workout. I feel fine at the end of the day. And I'm like, okay, because honestly, you're eating 5 meals a day or 5 portions a day. And so even though you feel like, oh, I got to uptick that, it's not, your next snack is coming up in an hour. So just do that or eat it a little earlier or whatever. And but at the same time, taking the gels and taking the endurance food like during the workouts and fueling for the workout you're doing instead of fueling pre-workout or after or whatever.
Do you feel like it has changed the quality or how fast you've done the workouts, or like when you're doing your races, have you noticed any difference with how you perform since you are eating differently?
Absolutely. Yes. And that, and I, once I started doing that, I trust the process, and then I was hitting paces that I didn't think were possible. And honestly, and I don't know if this has, I mean, probably it definitely has to do with MetPro, but also has to do with the way I've been training, is I didn't get injured this round. And I ran 2 half marathon races, and each time I felt fine, and I dropped time in each one of those races. So last year I ran like a 2:15 half marathon, and then for the New York half I ran a 2:04. And I wasn't even, and that was a hilly course, and I wasn't even like looking for a PR. And then I ran the exact same race I did last year, the 2:15 one, and I got a 1:57. So I 100% account that for the way I've been eating, the way I've been like working out and taking care of my fitness. So I definitely attribute that to MetPro big time.
That's huge. Congratulations. And
thanks.
And I've heard that from other people, both things, not only getting faster because you're fueled better, but also the less injuries. And part of that is because people don't necessarily automatically eat the rainbow of colors or a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. And with MetPro, we're encouraging you to do that because, and you're going to want to naturally, simply because you're going to get tired of eating the same thing every day. So when 5 meals to build in, there's, you're like, oh, I need to find different ways to eat. That definitely helps people not get injured.
Right. Absolutely. And that was one thing, is like when I started MetPro, I looked and I was like, this is like a whole foods diet.
Yes.
And I never, I'm like, when you have kids, it's very hard. I think it's very hard to like from the get go, trying to establish, okay, we're all going to eat whole foods, we're all going to eat healthy. But once you start eating those whole foods, once you start like not, getting away from the processed foods, going away from like the restaurant, like the fast food restaurants and stuff like that, you actually feel much better. And I used to drink 2 cups of coffee a day. And now I'm like, sometimes that second cup, I'm like, yeah, I don't really need that, because I feel like I have more energy. And I think it has to do with the way I've been eating.
Absolutely. I used to drink at least 2 cups of coffee every day. And it was always that second one around 3 o'clock, actually.
Right.
And absolutely. Now I never need that because I already feel good because I'm eating 5 times a day. You mentioned kids. I'm curious how the family does react to the change in food. Are there arguments? Do you have to cook 2 different foods? Like, how are you handling that?
At first, it was really hard because we had, when you have a family, so I have 3 kids, my wife's pregnant, so we're coming up with our 4th.
Oh, congrats.
One. Thanks. But you have, okay, Monday we eat this. You know, Tuesday we normally eat this. So you have like your 4 staple foods, and a lot of those is pasta, a lot of that's chicken and rice. So you have to alter, okay, I'm actually going to eat more chicken, make more chicken and a little less rice because this week I'm supposed to be focusing on less carbs. And then trying to incorporate whatever you were eating and make it so that you can eat it as well. Because at first, and my kids always like, and they're, my oldest is 6 years old. She was like, oh, dad's on his diet, can't have this or whatever. But the truth is I can. It's just I can't eat like 2 portions like I normally do. And I'll try to have brown rice instead of white rice. And so trying to have incorporate those whole food options. And honestly, the kids have been good about it. Okay, they don't mind eating like certain whole foods. Sometimes you try out something and they're like, oh, I'm not touching that. But I think, because the issue is that if I'm making myself something different and they're eating something different, it's really hard to stay on the program and stay consistent. Because I'm telling you, when you see someone eat something much better, you're like, oh, I really want a piece of XYZ or pizza is the worst. I miss pizza. You can still eat pizza like on your high carb weeks. but I'm used to crushing in half a pie. So that's been the biggest struggle. But you try to alter it to fit in your diet, and but it pays off in the end, which is the goal.
Yeah, that's it. How much have you lost? Has it been a big change in weight, or is it mostly energy and how you feel that has changed?
Yes, I have lost, let's see, I'm trying to think when I got the lowest, because I went up a little bit this week, 22 pounds.
Congratulations. Thanks. 3 months and 22 pounds. That's fantabulous. Yep. Crushing all those PRs at the same time.
Exactly. And that was like the one thing I really wanted to, like, I really was focusing on performance, also weight, obviously, but like in the background, I was like, okay, I really want to increase my performance. But I think like weight, eating healthy, better workouts, I think that all comes together to equal better performance.
Wow. What a fantastic story, Nick. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure people know about?
I think giving something, like, I'm just reiterating what I said earlier, is you may be like, may think that this is not for you, or you may think, oh, this, I can't do this, or I can't do that. But actually, I think you should try something. Go hardcore for a month, 2 months, three months, see where it gets you, and then say, okay, that was easy, or that was hard, or I got results, I didn't get results, and then pass judgment to say, yeah, I'm going to keep doing this, or I'm not going to keep doing this. Because a lot of times, like, if you would have told me, like, 10 years ago, Nick, you're going to eventually run a marathon, I'd be like, no, not me. I'm not built like a runner. I'm a stocky guy. I don't do that type of stuff. But saying, you know what? What the heck? Let's give it a try. If I end up flat on my face, at least I know that I gave it a try. But just commit to something, and not just like commit, like fully commit, go full send. And a lot of my friends always joke about how Nick always goes full send on things. But you go full send, you figure out if it works for you. And if it works for you, who knows? You might find something that you end up liking and sticking with.
That's wonderful advice. I think that is very smart. Thank you so much for your time today, Nick. Before we let you go, would you like to share like any information, like your Instagram or anything like that, with people if they have questions for you?
Yeah, no, my Instagram handle is, so my name, NEDLER90 is my handle. So if you want to follow me, go ahead. So most of it's like pictures of my kids and stuff like that. But I did raise money for a foundation for my New York half marathon. You'll probably see some videos of me running on there. So
that's awesome.
We'll see if I keep doing that type of stuff.
How much did you raise?
Oh my gosh, how much did I raise? I believe I got up to 1500, I think. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, so you're just having a stellar year, all the things.
Well, it's all about accountability. It's all about you don't want to disappoint people. So if you're doing something like that, you don't want to disappoint people, and you end up committing to it. You wake up in the morning and go, you know what? I don't want to go for this 5 mile run, but I'm going to do it because I need to do it.
Absolutely. Listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show, rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect from the show. And you can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I will be back for the next episode. Until then, remember, consistency is key. And then 1 second, and I'll shut everything down.